This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live worldwide Thursday edition, the 24th day of September. We have our reporters joining us from the road as they cover the Pope's visit to the United States. David Knight and Jakari Jackson will be joining us with updates at the bottom of this hour in about 30 minutes. Leo Zagami will join us for the first time on my radio broadcast. He's been a guest on the Nightly News before. He is quite the Vatican researcher, and he'll give us an Italian perspective from someone who's been a Catholic and also a high-level Mason on what he calls the blackmail and coup that's happened inside the Vatican, which even the London Guardian reported on 2 years after Leo Zagami began to talk about it. So you can say what you want about Leo Zagami. He has a lot of supporters, a lot of detractors. I never had him on because I thought it was speculation and pretty far out, but most of what he said has now come frighteningly true, so his credibility level goes up quite a bit in my eyes. He'll be joining us in the second hour today. And then Dane Whittington of Geoengineering Watch, who made CBS News, the LA Times, other publications, as a larger and larger percentage of Californians believe the drought is engineered. Well, we know there's geoengineering going on in California. That's admitted. It's going on all over the country, but really in California, one of the most intensive areas. And we've interviewed a lot of meteorologists and others that say they believe the weather patterns and what's happening to precipitation is unnatural. So they're trying to call it a conspiracy theory. It's not. We're going to talk about geoengineering coming up in the third hour. In fact, I just said yesterday that I wanted this guest on, but I want to back this guest up, and I know that I was going to make a film on geoengineering we never finished, and I know that we have huge files all over the office with the patents and the admissions and the meteorologists and the weather weapons experts all saying it's contrived, and just huge amounts of evidence, the geoengineering clips from the different government conferences, the Arab countries greening the desert with electromagnetic towers they've set up. If our great Nightly News director, Rob Duke, could throw a bunch of that together for me in a few clips, I should have thought of this yesterday and given him more time. I want to present some of that in the third hour when this guest joins us, so I'm not just here saying that. I want to give you the actual patents, the actual international treaties on weather weapons. I want to actually give you the newscast where the weathermen and women say it's clearly manipulated. I want to just throw a small, maybe 1% of the evidence at you. And by the way, I'm not being sarcastic. The reason I never released what I was going to call Dark Skies or Skyfall, and that was a couple of years before the James Bond movie came out called Skyfall. We even announced the name was Skyfall. Is because there was too much evidence. It went deeper and deeper and was more insane and more documented and more crazy. And I kept just saying, get more, get more, get more. Fly here, fly there. And I should just put out films more quickly, and they'll still be good. They'll still be informative. I literally used to just churn films out because I just wanted to get the info out. I've gotten more neurotic over the years. And just never put out Obama Deception 2, never put out Skyfall. Never put out. I haven't made a film in 5 years. Now, we've made lots of mini documentaries and done thousands of videos and reached more people exponentially. It's just that I was here brainstorming as I was thinking about what I wanted the third hour and realized I probably got an hour and a half of a powerful film made right now on Rob Jacobson's computer 100 feet from me. And I ought to just start releasing this stuff on the Nightly News. Then if I don't have fanfare about it, nobody cares. If I have fanfare about a film and it's released, then 50 million people watch it. You know, it's all part of a formulae. We'll be back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's now more clear than ever. The globalists have launched a planetary destabilization plan. Here at the InfoWars operation, we hope and pray that this is not the case. But the signs of things deteriorating around the world are unmistakable. For many years, I've been working with My Patriot Supply, and we have now developed a private label called InfoWars Select. Look, it's important to have firearms and water filtration during a collapse, but you've also got to have food. InfoWars Select is a wide variety of their highest quality packages at the lowest price they have ever offered before. It's an introductory offer for only 2 weeks. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com and find out why these meals are the highest quality, longest lasting, easiest to transport food solutions you're going to find anywhere. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com today. Watch the informational videos and check out the wide selection for yourselves. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Well, the Pope has now addressed Congress, and I have a transcript of it we're going to be going over. He said that if there is a stranger amongst us, we must take care of them. Of course, Saudi Arabia won't take one single refugee, one single migrant. Neither will Qatar or any of these other rich Gulf states. And the West advertises, come to America, come to Europe, everything's going to be free. Come here. That's called stealing from the taxpayers. And it's part of global government. It's part of collapsing borders. It's part of planetary tyranny. And you're going to be hearing a lot about this little girl. She's going to end up being called the Pope girl, like the Obama girl. I'm scared they'll take my family. 5-year-old daughter of illegal immigrants is blessed by Pope Francis after breaking through security barricades hours before he says Mass in Spanish. And if you watch the footage or look at the photos that we're going to be showing on screen, we'll go ahead and roll through those and show folks those. You can see in the first photo, the police are leading her through the barricade to the Pope. Totally and completely, absolutely Vatican Ford Foundation staged. Just like if they want to demonize somebody, they say Saddam was stomping babies' brains out from incubators. None of it was true. When they turn ISIS loose in your city and they run around murdering and raping and killing, you'll never see it on the news. But when they want to tearjerk and sell open borders and to coincide with the optics, they stage these events and they use the sweet little girl who says, please don't take my mommy and daddy away because she was born here. They came here and had her. And so it's a giant anchor baby advertisement. And I have nothing against this little girl, clearly screened and looked at probably for months ahead of time. Very nice, sweet, loving eyes of her parents, her dad, her mom. It's an anchor baby advertisement. Totally plotted, just like a Coca-Cola commercial or a Victoria's Secret commercial during the Super Bowl. It is 100% cold-blooded scripted. The Pope Mobile being a Fiat, right as the huge Fiat advertisement rolls out. Remember about 6 years ago at the Super Bowl, they had the green police ad where it showed police in white and green uniforms arresting people for their hot tub being too hot, their house being too cool, or the wrong light bulbs, or their car not having the proper emissions. And I said, that's paid for as product placement to condition you. Those are the real uniforms globally. They have global treaties that they end up wearing from Australia to San Francisco, California. And then sure enough, a year later, they bragged in the San Francisco Chronicle that, yes, we were paid by the government and they paid for the advertisement to prepare the public. This is what we're really going to do. Now, I'm not bragging that I knew it was staged. A moron would know that. But the general public is in a trance. So they see this little girl brought to the Pope. Does he go to Mexico City and have a Guatemalan immigrant run up to him and say, please let me into Mexico? No. 1 year forced labor in Mexico if you're caught illegally coming into the country. Unless you get on a train, hang on to it illegally, and don't get off, then you're allowed to go to El Norte or the Great North. The North. This is a concerted globalist plan to turn America into a third world country, drive down wages. I did a Facebook mentions piece this morning, and some of the comments were, oh, you're against the migrants coming into Europe and the U.S. Well, I bet you weren't, you know, basically against the wars. No, I was totally against bombing Iraq and Syria and Libya and all the rest of it. I was against overthrowing Muammar Gaddafi, who was stabilizing Africa. I was against putting al-Qaeda in charge because I knew it would lead to the collapse of the Middle East and the flooding of the West and the clash of civilizations that Dick Cheney wrote about in the September 20th PNAC 2001 Rebuilding America's Defenses documents. Yes, I know full well, but see, I'm beyond one-dimensional thinking where I'm against the war, but then I'm for having open borders. The same globalists that orchestrated the wars on record to destabilize and funded the Arab Spring to put radical Islamists in are the very ones now saying, we'll pay for you to have your baby, we'll pay for welfare, we'll give you housing, come to Europe. Then we'll give you voter cards, then we'll give you a driver's license. And once they do that, though, they keep them in ghettos. The police in Germany are basically all German. They contain them and use them as a political weapon for low-cost labor, basically slave labor, but also as a political weapon for the socialists. So the globalists are screwing the Arabs over, the Muslims over, the Mexicans over, the Chinese over, the Americans. It doesn't matter. Whatever they're for, you've got to be against. And then you can politically, geopolitically, economically, culturally, spiritually lay out why it's a bad idea on every front to be part of that. The globalists are for gun control. I'm against it. I can also intellectually lay out to you why I'm against it. But just as a default, if they are for open borders, if they are for carbon taxes, if they're for forced inoculations, if they're for GMOs, I'm against it. If they're for invading Iraq, I'm against it. If the mainstream media was telling me to go out and eat pumpkin pie, believe me, there's something in the pumpkin pie. I ain't going to eat it. I love pumpkin pie, by the way. Halloween's coming up. It's Thanksgiving. I love pumpkin pie. There's nothing wrong with the pumpkin pie, folks. I'm just using it as an allegory, as an example. So coming up, I've got his sickening transcript here where he basically says, be nice to your neighbor, be nice to the stranger among you, take them in. When it's being orchestrated and when the very groups that the Pope represents have helped implode the Middle East, now we're supposed to follow the next phase. And then we've got Anchor Baby advertisements while he's guarded by the Border Patrol. We've got the most lax immigration in the world, the highest level of welfare for foreigners. It's called stealing. Can I show up in Mexico and go, I'm a migrant, I'd like to have free health care? Can I show up in Saudi Arabia and say, hi, I'm here to get free health care. I'm here with my wife. We're here to have a baby. She's having a baby tomorrow. You get her checked into the hospital. Her water just broke. They say, oh, we're going to take care of your wife, but if you don't have the money to pay, you're going to be put in a debtor's prison. Or we're going to chop your hand off, Mr. Jones. But see, that's okay because I'm white and I deserve it. But if I was Arab and I showed up in Saudi Arabia and wanted something free, I'd be put in a forced labor camp. And it's all these countries are like that. But then we've got 40 million illegals in this country. They now admit it's 40 million. And they're not even happy. They're filled full of liberation theology, hate America, America's bad. And they don't mean the globalist America that took over. They mean the mom and apple pie, Ford Mustang America's bad. And sure, it's not perfect, but compared to these other countries, it's heaven on earth. That's why everybody wanted to try to get here. So to sit here and to watch this Pope just go through a unending laundry list. And you know, I had the transcript in here, and then I was unable to find it right before I went on air. Were we able to get that transcript, guys? You gave me an article that had his quotes. It's actually the Daily Mail. Pope talks gay rights and a whole bunch of other stuff, and then it has his pretty much transcript right there in it. It's drudgereport.com's link to it.
Nico's tracking it down right now.
So is Infowars.com. I'm going to actually just find it right now because I was ready to get to that. And that's it. The transcript's also at thomas.loc.gov right now. But you look at this, it just signifies that the takeover is in absolute total high gear. The system is in absolute overdrive right now, and it is only going to get worse. And anyone who's moral, anyone who's upstanding, anyone who's taxpaying, anyone who's hardworking, you're going to be demonized and told over and over again, you've done nothing, you're lazy, you're stupid, you're bad, you're scum, you're trash. Because you've got to be bullied and intimidated into submitting to the establishment social engineering agenda. And that's all it comes down to. It's very, very simple. And that's why the harder working you are, the better you are, the more dedicated you are, the more you're going to be hammered, the more you're going to be targeted, the more you're going to be basically beat up. Because that's the name of the game in mob psychology, in gang psychology. Stock fall has intensified. It's down about 6%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average. Caterpillar has announced huge record-level deep layoffs and plant closures. And what does that tell you? Globally, Caterpillar is the biggest seller of heavy construction, mining equipment, you name it. And they tell us we're in this global boom economy, but the truth is we're in a global depression in many areas, a recession in others, because the depression in a world government is not evenly distributed in the total rigged economy that we're moving into. Notice they don't even call it service economy now because you're not going to have that job. It's the new technocracy economy where everything is centralized. When we come back, I'm going to read you the transcript, play some of the clips of the Pope. Then we have our reporters joining us as they prepare to fly out of D.C. to New York following the Pontiff, our father over the homeland.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
BodyArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Here is the Pope before Congress this morning, just part of his speech promoting open borders. Here it is.
When the stranger in our midst appeals to us, we must not repeat the sins and the errors of the past.
The sins and the errors.
We must resolve now to live as nobly as and as justly as possible. As we educate new generations not to turn their back on our neighbors and everything around us.
That's just part of it. Some of the Vatican walls, because I said 30 to 40 feet yesterday, are 200 plus feet tall. He lives behind 200 foot walls, tax exempt, trillions and trillions in assets, but is telling us we are sinful, we are bad. With Boehner, who blocked banning partial birth abortion, sitting behind him, crying. Crying. You go to drudgereport.com that has the image of Boehner breaking down crying. Truly disgusting. Part of this segment and the next segment, we're talking to Jakari Jackson. Then David Knight, who's with him, is going to pop in and give us his take on the situation. But the House of Sin sermon. Pope lectures Congress on immigration, gay rights, and abortion. And he just has this little backhanded thing about marriage. There is an assault on marriage. So going from the Catholic Church openly saying marriage is a institution between a man and a woman, now he just gives a little vague bone to conservatives and other people. It's just stunning. I cannot hide my concern for the family, which is threatened, perhaps as never before, from within and without, Francis told the PAC House Chamber. That's what he said, supposedly, about gay marriage and the rest of it. And then he also praised the U.S. response to the pedophile scandal, which is a long, sickening cover-up. So victims are now striking back. I mean, this is just too much. I want to go to, oh, by the way, just to remind myself, see, I told you so. Now the emissions scandal has widened to BMW. As I said, I can't believe I was accurate again. On Monday, I said, watch it widen to BMW next. I just said that because it made sense. I mean, they're all doing it. All of them. Watch. BMW drops on report that X3 diesel emission exceeded EU limit. So BMW stock is down. Oopsie, we had the same thing. Oops, there's a tracker chip in your car. Oh, it fell in there on accident. Oh, your car's watching you. Oh, Google is listening to you in your house over the microphone. Oh, remember 15 years ago I was a raving loon when I told you? I had their own company stock promotion literature. I have the inventor of the polio vaccine admitting it gave 100 million Americans cancer and saying it was good because there's too many of us. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, 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 ha. Okay, it's not debatable. Jakari, we're going to break. Tell me what you got coming up, and then we're going to throw it to David Knight. You guys have been filing amazing reports. The Border Patrol protecting the illegals. Stunts being pulled. TSA out searching everyone. What have you learned since then? And tell us what's coming up, Jakari.
Well, we were just out there where the Pope was speaking. Of course, he was inside. We were outside. And all the thousands of people, this is the moment I wish I would have got on camera. I was digging in my bag at the time. But when he actually walked outside, you know, we saw him, I guess, about 400 yards away. And people who are in our area just fawning. And the one guy just jumped up like he just won the lottery. Just like he just couldn't believe that he was seeing this, you know, white dot way off in the distance, and it was quite something to see. But, yes, we were out there. We were actually preceding the Pope speaking to the House in there. There was a climate change activist kind of group. They had a lot of singers and people out there all praising climate change, saying we got to do this. We need to limit our carbon emissions. People rolled up there in, you know, convoys, and, you know, all the Pope has a little Fiat. He has 10 huge Suburbans falling behind him. Same thing with Obama. So it's all just a really big joke. A lot of well-meaning people, but people were just, in my opinion, being taken advantage of.
Well, obviously, it's all about seeing the Pope as if you'll be fulfilled. We could care less. We're there to cover what's happening. I know you guys got some footage of different groups clashed yesterday. Tell us about that, Jakari. Then we'll get David Knight's breakdown. I know you guys are about to board a plane, so I want to let you go soon to get down to New York. And then you're going to take a train to Philly to cover the Pope here telling us what to do. A foreign head of state, above the law, tax-exempt guy, telling us what to do.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's now more clear than ever. The globalists have launched a planetary destabilization plan. Here at the InfoWars operation, we hope and pray that this is not the case. But the signs of things deteriorating around the world are unmistakable. For many years, I've been working with My Patriot Supply, and we have now developed a private label called InfoWars Select. Look, it's important to have firearms and water filtration during a collapse, but you've also got to have food. InfoWars Select is a wide variety of their highest quality packages at the lowest price they have ever offered before. It's an introductory offer for only 2 weeks. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com and find out why these meals are the highest quality, longest lasting, easiest to transport food solutions you're going to find anywhere. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com today. Watch the informational videos and check out the wide selection for yourselves. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hang your head. Wake the dead. You want answers?
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You know, they're not talking about actually waking the dead in this song. They're talking about waking up the politically dead. Because we're all metal mad. Crank it up.
Next grinder, I'll drive her. Mama says that I never, never mind her. And over rain, I'm insane. The teacher says that I'm one big brain.
Fortune that I want is liberty and freedom and a system based on empowering humanity. The globalists want inverted power over people to dumb them down. I'm in the camp that wants the power to be free, the power to have the globalist off my back. Listen to that guitar. It's Randy Rose. I really want to be overrated.
I'm a finder and I'm a keeper. I'm not a loser and I ain't no weeper.
We know Boehner's a weeper. I don't know, sometimes I see something so beautiful I get a tear in my eye, or something so ugly I do as well. So I guess I am a weeper. I don't really weep though, I just get tears in my eyes. Bang your head! Pope Francis is going to wake the dead! All right, I better stop it right now. I apologize. I'm going to quit right there. Charts point to breach of August lows, S&P 500, after the Federal Reserve chairperson, chair lady, Janet Yellen, unnerved markets last week with a dovish message and a hold on rates. U.S. stocks have not really known which way to turn. And Caterpillar is showing record losses, shutdown of plants, you name it. Deep layoffs. We're going to be getting into that, what that really signifies. The New York Times is saying we should pay to fly illegal immigrants into Europe. Oh, man, I tell you, what a joke. And, of course, as I mentioned, the new VW situation is expanding into BMW as well. So the Germans can run their ads saying, we have all the emission standards. No one else can step up to this level, not even the Japanese, because you're cheating. That's why, like Lance Armstrong. But it's all a fraud. You're cheating on a fraud to begin with. Who cares about carbon dioxide? It's like mother's milk to the plants. We're in a starved situation. I apologize. Let me go back to Jakari Jackson. Jakari Jackson, you're there in D.C. Tell us where you're about to go next to cover the His Grace, His Excellency, the Holy One, Pope Francis. Go ahead.
Yes, he has multiple stops in New York. That's where we're going to head next. And then after that, we're going to head out to Philly. Now, before the break, you were asking me about the clash I saw outside the Pope event at the White House. It was a group that was out there pretty much the whole time we were there, you know, yelling stuff at the Catholics who were out there to see the Pope. And one guy who, by their conversation, I think was actually Muslim, approached the man who had the megaphone, and then they had a brief exchange yelling back and forth at each other. But these guys, they were out there yesterday, the guys with the megaphone, they were out there again today, so I wouldn't be surprised if they showed up in New York or Philadelphia.
What about other protests of the Pope, or has it just been worshipful throngs of anchor babies?
I haven't seen too many protesters outside the people in the video that we showed yesterday. There are a few people, you know, here or there passing out their tracts, but by and large, most of the people are there either to just see the Pope as a bystander or actually there to celebrate his being in the United States.
Well, I think we've got a clip coming up here in a few minutes, Jakari, of the Pope actually giving a private speech to Obama and Boehner. We're going to be playing a short clip of that. This is satire, folks, coming up here in a few minutes. Jakari, before we throw the mic over to David Knight to give his breakdown, what are some of the other angles you're planning to report on?
Well, we did a man on the street. We just asked people, you know, do they agree with the Pope's views on climate change? Of course, everybody said yes. And then I asked them, you know, what they would do to lessen their carbon footprint. So we have that coming up. And then just talk to the various people around, see the security measures. We saw Border Patrol out there again today guarding the Pope. Multiple alphabet agencies, every alphabet agency that you can think of was out there. High alert, high fences, everything that you could imagine for something like this, and probably even more than what you could imagine. If I wasn't here, I wouldn't believe some of the stuff I've actually seen.
Well, Jakari, it looks like a total circus there with the Border Patrol and other people providing security for His Holiness. While we don't have our security, our borders are wide open. Those very people are there to protect him.
Yeah, and it was so ironic to me because we see these high gates and high fences, these portable fences that they put up, blocking the Capitol building with the Border Patrol standing right there at these portable fences. But, you know, down on the border, you know, it's a very lax environment. That's not knocking the Border Patrol. I'm knocking the orders that they're given and the way they're told to go about things.
Sure, exactly, Jakari. But the Pope says be nice to any stranger in your midst. But he's behind 200-foot, 100-foot walls. I misspoke and said 30, 40. Some of the little front walls are that big. They have them behind it that are 200 feet. 200-foot gray walls with armed guards with machine guns. He's not being a very good neighbor with all of his secret bank accounts. He's being probably the biggest hypocrite I've ever seen.
Yeah, he has a lot of money, has a lot of security, a huge carbon footprint. And like I said, it's nothing unique to him, whether it's Obama or Al Gore or any of these other guys who get out here and preach all this climate dogma. And yeah, that's some of the biggest contributors to the problem.
Now, you've got a statue behind you, Jakari. Exactly what is that?
Well, this is actually something we just had to post up in front of because we ran out of the hotel so quick. But, David, you were doing some research on this a little bit earlier. Who is this guy?
He's actually the father of homeopathy, Alex. I thought it was a good place to set up here.
Interesting. Well, I'm going to give you a minute to flip back into the front there so we can talk to you, David. Thank you. Thank you so much, Jakari. We're going to go back to those guys. They're in D.C., about to go to New York. They've been filing a lot of really important reports on the nightly news, 7 o'clock Central, every single evening. And here's the deal. I'm getting more aggressive with the globalists because they're getting more aggressive with us. From Australia to the United States to Mexico, forced inoculations are beginning. They give Mexican and Guatemalan schoolgirls shots, and a third of them start convulsing and blood starts coming out their nose. It killed a bunch of people in the trials. The New World Order is not playing games. And so it's time to call it like it is and not just play along with all this. And, oh, the pontiff's here. He says I can't have air conditioning. And how beautiful it is to be poor. That's because they're getting ready to create artificial austerity. That's why they're raising taxes to shut down productive people. They want us politically poor to be controlled just like Fidel Castro does. And to watch the Pope there praising that system and how beautiful it is that you're so poor is sick. It's not bad to be poor. It's not bad to live frugally. If you want to and make that decision to basically have a hermitage or be a coadjutor. In fact, there's some arguments that's a good way to raise children. But you need the money in an emergency for health care. You need to be able to travel some. You need to be able to have the things that money can give you, the security. And it's not evil to have it. It's only a symbol of energy. The root of evil is the love of money. Money is not bad. The love of it. Most talk show hosts that become successful like I do own a giant house and have a private jet. I don't have those things because I don't want a private jet or a giant house. Bigger than a four-bedroom is a giant hassle. A pool is a giant hassle. A boat is a giant hassle. I'm not saying it's bad if you have those things because that creates jobs. The point is that I get people that are into austerity, but that's self-imposed austerity, not forced austerity by a bunch of opulently rich people with jumbo jets, red carpets, and giant yachts, and total health care, and clean vaccines, giving us dirty vaccines and dirty water, who are eugenicists and have bad will for us and our family. Now, first, I have a clip from Congress today. Pope Francis was addressing his new initiative, the EU expansion, the treaty coming up in December there in Paris that will openly establish world government, but he says it's for our safety and our security. So here's the clip of Pope Francis just a few hours ago.
In order to ensure the security and continuing stability, the Republic will be reorganized into the first galactic empire for safety.
There you go. Now, we've got another clip of him behind the scenes basically telling Obama and Boehner that they've served them well, but then just giving him a little message about who ultimately is in charge. We're going to play that clip here in just a moment. Do we have that exclusive clip, guys? We're going to get you that exclusive clip here in a moment. First, I want to go back to David Knight and Jakari Jackson. David, getting a little more serious here. I try to put a good face on this and just try to be a little bit nasty about it to have some fun, but this is truly sickening. When I put out that report yesterday that's gone viral, Pope's climate plan will kill a billion people if implemented. I mean, we're talking about shutting people's power off, shutting their water off, taking everything away from them. They're not even hiding this. This will kill a billion people, a lot of them Catholics. And to see, because I could never criticize the Catholic Church before, even though a lot of my, most of my family that founded Texas was like just radical Protestants, foaming at the mouth, anti-Catholic. I wasn't brought up like that. A lot of Catholic friends. I thought the fruits of something, you know, the Pope's criticizing communism, criticizing tyranny, criticizing abortion, promoting the family. I just said, hey, I can't criticize this. Now, though, I got to tell you, I mean, you talk about Book of Revelations. This guy is scary promoting the things he's pushing. The first thing he said when he got in a few years ago was Catholics obsessed on abortion too much. Well, you know, Catholics are pro-life, and you're not a Catholic, Francis. And he gets off the plane and says, you know, you're not wearing ruby slippers. Well, I'm the anti-pope. I mean, I remember seeing that yesterday. These are chilling statements to tell everybody that we may have had some problems with the previous groups in the Catholic Church or factions, but, man, the New World Order's got a big ally now with a billion people that follow this guy. And this guy supposedly speaks for Christ. Well, if this guy speaks for Christ, you know, this isn't the Christ I know, David Knight.
David Knight for InfoWars.com. Yes, you're right, Alex. I was watching Fox News going back and forth between them and CNN last night. I saw Greta Van Susteren saying, you know, it's amazing. Some people are saying that this pope is different. Is he really different? Is he political? And, of course, her answer was no, Alex. It's pretty obvious to anyone who's looking at this, Catholic or not, there's a world of difference between John Paul II and between Pope Francis. There's a world of difference. He's all about leftist causes. He's not really talking. He tries to say that's a moral issue and tie it together. And, you know, I found it interesting, Alex, that she had Rick Santorum on to sell that narrative that there really isn't any difference between this pope and the other popes. This is an agenda. It's as carefully laid out as all the travel and security plans that we see here in Washington. And this is an agenda they're taking a step by step. It began with his encyclical. He's been taking the lead and turning over a world global governance using climate change narrative. And, of course, everything that he's talking about is really about socialism, about redistribution of income, about erasing borders. And the thing that underpins all of this is the climate change, because you can't have a world government without having some justification for regulation and for taxation at a global level. That's what this is about. And he's going to go to the UN tomorrow in New York. There's going to be leaders from 80 different countries. The entire UN is going to be there as well. It's going to be a perfect storm of security mess there. But, of course, you can't kick off world government without having all the leaders there. So that's what they're really doing about this.
This is it. This is the kickoff, getting it all lined up for the global tax. They've got the global government, the global courts, the global army, the global regulations, the global corporate minions, the global education systems, UNESCO. The final cog is global taxation and tracking all human activity and making carbon, which is the basis of life, carbon-based life form, a crime, making life a crime that can be taxed, destroyed. But we can't go any further without playing a clip of what, again, Pope Francis had to say about this initiative today. Here it is.
Once more, the Sith will rule the galaxy. And we shall have peace.
And part of the fairness doctrine, I believe that we really should occasionally have a comment from Pope Francis. Here, actually, looks just like Ratzinger, the previous pope. Sorry, David Knight, please continue.
Well, Alex, I was going to say that that excellent report that Rob Dew had about the young child who, we're told, climbed through the metal barriers, got through all the barricades, presented this letter to the pope that was incredibly precocious. This child is a genius and a master escape artist. But listen, at the core of this, Alex, we need to read what this group is doing that put her up to this and got her through. You know, she didn't just show up there like we're told all the kids are coming across thousands of miles of Central and South America, presenting themselves at the border, and Glenn Beck meets them there with teddy bears. This child had a letter about DAPA, Deferred Action for Parents. Understand that when you have the mainstream media like Fox and CNN pushing back and saying to Donald Trump, there's no such thing as anchor babies. And besides, if there were, it's in the Constitution. That's a total lie. They're talking about deferred action for children. And, of course, they define children as people up to the age of 31. But this is deferred action for parents. This child that was there yesterday gave him the letter. She is was born in America, so they say, well, she's an American citizen.
She's an anchor baby. Please don't send my parents away.
Don't send her parents.
And look, I'm going to say it. What do people that prey on children use? They use ice cream trucks. They use candy trucks. They use other children. They use puppies. The globalists are using this little girl, in my view, as an allegory, just like predators would use another child to get the kids in the truck. And the American people are very childlike, and they're going, look, a child, we're nice, work with us.
Yes, absolutely. And if you look at the bottom of this, when people say that you can't stop the anchor babies, yes, you can. The deferred action for children, the deferred action for parents, those are both executive orders. Just undo them, first of all. The other part of this is that the basis on which we're extending citizenship to children who are born in this country is not even a Supreme Court decision that had anything to do with people who are here illegally. That goes back to a Chinese decision. We need to remember that the Supreme Court is just an opinion, and their decisions are overturned all the time, even by other Supreme Courts. We had at one point in time a Supreme Court decision when movies first came out said they weren't subject to First Amendment protection. That was about 1917. Then later in the 1950s, they overturned that decision and said, no, they are subject to First Amendment protection. That's just an opinion. We can read what the Constitution says. We can read what was done at the time. We know that that was not set up to create an anchor baby situation. But we have these executive orders, and those could be wiped away as soon as we got rid of Obama, if we had a president with the will to do it. But this is all about, as you just pointed out, it's all about using the children as a beard. If I'd sum up all of what was being said today, I'd say that they're telling us that the earth is melting. And, of course, women, children, and people of color are the ones who are hardest hit. That's essentially the narrative that they're selling us. That's the way they're going to sell us global governance. They want to get our pity, appeal to our humanity, but then sell us an agenda that is absolutely anti-humanity. We're standing here in front of the founder of homeopathy. His name is Hahnemann. I didn't know it until we looked it up. And, of course, here's his slogan here, like cures like in Latin. And then over here on the other side, we have another Latin symbol, in omnibus caritas, which means in all things charity. In other words, tolerance for people's informed consent when it comes to medicine. Have you heard any of that? Have you heard them talking about the issues of, if they're concerned about health issues and environmental issues, what about the dumping of chemicals into our water, like fluoride, without our consent or without our knowledge? How about demanding that they inject mercury into our blood vessels or anything that they choose because the corporations or whatever that they put into our food, we're not allowed to know what that is. Of course, we're not going to talk about those kind of agendas because those are the health issues that are being sold by the globalist, elitist, fascist corporations that this Congress and this Pope are really serving. And those are the people who are driving this globalist agenda. He's here to put a Christian face on it, to put a moral face on
this
immoral agenda.
Oh, it shows. It's a full court press. I know you got to catch your plane. Great job, David Knight. We'll be talking to you more tomorrow. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And again, they're having live reports on the street, recorded reports, special reports, the nightly news. You'll see all their coverage of the Pope trying to put the final nails in this republic's coffin at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and, of course, PrisonPlanet.tv on the nightly news, 7 o'clock Central, weeknights. I, of course, will be back, Lord willing, tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We've still got 2 hours ahead of us, 3 hours ahead of us. And then I'll be back this Sunday hosting, David Knight hosted last Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central with the Sunday transmission. But it is extremely cold-blooded to take this sweet little girl who probably believes in Santa Claus and probably believes in My Little Pony and leprechauns and Easter bunnies, because I've got a daughter basically this age. There's nothing sweeter than a little 6, 7, 8-year-old girl. There's a 5-year-old girl handing a letter to the Pope pleading for her family to be able to stay in the United States. They've been allowed to. And a yellow T-shirt with a pro-immigration message. And then it shows, oh, her parents, the Border Patrol's all around guarding the Pope. They're not there grabbing any of the illegals. No one's hunting these people down comparatively to any other nation. They're getting rid of the borders entirely. And then meanwhile, the Pope in his speeches says we're hurting the third world populations with our carbon. You notice in the Copenhagen Treaty 6 years ago, they kept it secret, but it leaked. They were trying to ram it through. And in the Copenhagen Treaty, it almost doubled, one percentage point from doubling, the amount of taxes on the third world that would be on the developed world. And actually, it's to stop the third world from developing and getting clean technologies. It was to stop them from coming out of squalor. It is a death sentence. And so let's put the little girl back on screen here, because I want to show people something. If the Pope is to have his way, you would see millions and millions a year of little girls, it's mainly children that starve to death, dying. Dying. Becoming skulls. Becoming death. It's just sick. Probably a better skull than that. I mean, that's what this comes down to. I mean, he might as well, in this image, be the Grim Reaper. You know, getting ready to lop her head off. And that's why I get so angry. Is that that might as well be a sword coming out of his arm just to slice her head off. But they'll use her to push the image that he's this great guy. And that, oh, he's there to reform and stop the pedophilia. When the globalists use pedophilia in the Catholic Church to blackmail it and take control of it by any yardstick, and Leo Zagami is going to be joining us in the second hour, the consummate Vatican insider whistleblower. At 8 after, we'll play a clip of the mini-documentary we shot in Rome with him. And then we'll go to Leo Zagami joining us from outside Rome to go over all of this. But we know what we're talking about. There's a formula the enemy runs. I know you know that. We've got to educate others. I told you 2 weeks ago, they say it's 10,000 immigrants a year, refugees, it's going to be hundreds of thousands by next week. Now it's 300 plus thousand. It'll be a million by next month. We told you it's going to end up being BMW next, and then it's going to be Japanese cars and American cars fixing the emission standards. Now that's coming out today. I know what I'm talking about. Because these are combines, organized crime syndicates. They don't do something unless they've been in council meetings with government. In joint government corporate governance. And they make the decisions to go ahead with this. Then it's whistleblowers inside government corporations that end up exposing it. Like the whistleblower that leaked the info on VW, like the whistleblower that they call a traitor in Congress, Snowden. He's not a traitor, he's a hero. And Donald Trump is wrong when he says he's a traitor and should be executed. The people illegally spying on us are the ones that should be in trouble, not the heroes that expose it. But you know, when freedom fails, the best men rot in filthy jails, and those that cry to appease, appease, are hung by those they tried to please. Before we end this hour, please do not forget we're listener-supported. We had the money bomb. It was very successful, but that was to fund the satellite, the closed captioning, a few new reporters, crew members. We've already hired two new people. Thank you so much for the support. We have the ongoing budget to pay for everything, so when you buy the water filters, the books, the films, the T-shirts, the Hillary for Prison limited edition shirt, or DNA Force 20% off, Rain Force 20% off right now, Survival Shield Nason 99X2 is set to sell out. When you purchase nutraceuticals at InfoWarsLife.com, that makes this broadcast possible. We have the lowest prices ever on My Patriot Supply Foods, the lowest they've ever offered as InfoWars Select at InfoWarsSelect.com. So shop with the good guys. We thank you for the support. We'll be right back with the second hour.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Many of the products at InfoWarsLife.com are true game changers. They are compounds that in many areas of the world are actually sold by prescription. But when we look at a product like Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2, it's something that really has been hiding in plain view for over 100 years. The federal government mandated from the 20s until the 70s that iodine, a crude form of it, be added to table salt because of the incredible health problems that dietary deficiency in iodine was causing. I want to challenge the listeners who've not tried X2 for yourselves. What do you have to lose? You are the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty, and you're getting a high-quality product that has absolutely changed my life and many other people's lives that I know. And the final reason to try X2 is that it's so hard to keep in stock. We ordered the biggest shipment ever 6 months ago, and that is about to sell out. It may be a month or two until more comes in. I want to challenge all of you in the next week to stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3133.